You are with Phoenix FM, and we're here at Brentwood Festival, and I'm joined now by the Ents. Good evening, gents.
Hello.
Afternoon, even. And you are fresh from the beer tent, having just performed, and you are all looking very, very hot and
sweaty. Sweaty is the word you're looking
fresh
for.
Not the word that you're looking for. A lot of fresh isn't.
I feel like rotten.
Right, well, before you rot completely, reacquaint yourselves with our listeners.
I'm Joe, I play drums.
I'm Mike, I sing.
I'm Liam, I play bass.
And I'm James, and I play guitar, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. Now, of course, you won our battle stage event that Phoenix FM held here at the Brentwood Centre a few weeks back, and you got to open proceedings today. Yes, I think it was rather a show to remember, because it featured a rather impromptu cover version.
Yeah, sort of went rogue on that one. I decided that I'm going to start a career in rap. And
did you tell them what we played? We played.
We did Clint Eastwood by the Gorillaz, and I was rapping, and I've decided that that's the new career path I'm taking.
You heard it here first, listeners.
It was fun to sort of mix up a little bit. I think it's always fun.
When you play a festival, you've got to be very sure that you're going to engage. At one point, Mike went off the stage and just attacked a toddler. we didn't attack him. He went up to him and gave him a lovely handshake, I believe.
And you did give him a badge, didn't you?
I gave him a badge for scaring him, to basically calm him down, because it looked like I'm in a leopard print shirt, so I might have thought that he was accidentally in a safari or something.
Mowgli or something.
I was going to take him away and raise him as my own.
So, when you're not thinking about your rap career, or stealing children, who would you describe as being your main influences?
Oh, God. Let Joe go first.
I'd say, on the press release it says it's the Hives having a bar fight with Arctic Monkeys while Dr. Feelgood steal their drinks. I think that's quite a true statement,
Joe,
I think.
He's very proud of that. Joe wrote that, he's very proud.
I bet he is very proud of that.
I'd say Biggie Smalls.
We're influenced by beer and sweat and blood and all the stuff that goes with it.
That sounds like a press release.
Yeah.
Okay, so just to add to the press release vibe, where can people next see the Ents live?
Ooh, where is it, James?
At the Railway on the 14th of July. We're on about 10:30.
That's the Railway in South End.
Railway Hotel.
And where can people find out more about the band?
Facebook.com/ The Ents Band, which is THEENDSBAND.
Excellent. Enjoy the rest of your day, gents, and I hope you do cool down a bit.
Thanks, Nick.
Bye.